You ever had something on your lips that just looks like shit? Can't remove it? I mean, it sounds easy enough, right? If you got something on your lips, hell, take a tweezers, do it. Remove it. Right? Wrong. Can't. I went, I think last week, I went on a boat and, you know, my dumbass, I thought SPF 30, the spray type of sun lotion, would be fine for a 12-hour day. It did nothing. It did absolutely jack shit. I have one streak of whiteness on my shoulder. Actually, it's in the right place, though. It kind of makes it look like I have this popping, bulging shoulder, so I look, like, super manly. That's cool. I might get a tattoo of it, because it looks good in the shadows and shit. But anyways, I put 30 SPF all over my body. After 10 hours, 12 hours, get back, I'm fried. My lips are fucked. Looks like a damn atomic bomb went off on my face. And my lip blistered, bottom right, and exploded. And now there's like this yellow, brown, gross looking like I just ate a bunch of shit. And it's like, I don't think I can go out and speak to anybody right now. So I'm thinking about wearing a COVID mask. Because, I mean, let's be honest. What can you do if you have something on your lips? You know what I mean? There's not much you can do. You can't put like a fucking eye patch over it. If you got an eye issue, if you got pink eye, you can use an eye patch. Yeah, thinking about doing a COVID mask. Anyways, you don't need to fucking hear about that. Just wanted to mention it real quick. Because I'm feeling like a real piece of shit. what's up, everyone? You freak shows. It's been, what, a week I took off because I had a 3-hour podcast with Harry. And I feel like that should be enough to, you know, go 2 weeks. So that's why I didn't record last week. Shit, man. Lots been going on. I'm on a bit of a bender right now. I don't know why. I think it's like, maybe it's like I know something's going to go wrong in the world, so I'm just numbing myself. It's like a primer. Like, you know how painters use a primer? They put on that first layer, and then they put on the actual paint to make it look. I don't even know what the fucking point of that is. I just know that I had to do it a lot when I painted for my family or friends. It's like, well, I'm putting primer on. What does this do? Just besides, like I can huff it, get a little high. But I feel like I'm getting drunk. Not drunk. I mean, like 5-6 beers every couple of days going out with some friends. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I feel like a piece of shit that I keep doing it. And I'm just trying to wonder why. Why do I keep doing it? I'll tell you, well, I know that it feels good. It feels good when I do it. And you know what? I used to not drink a lot because I was afraid of the hangover. But I kind of like it. I don't know. I was talking to a friend about it, all right? Why do you like the hangover? It's not like this crippling anxiety hangover anymore. It's kind of like I'm dulling my senses. You know, I have an overactive mind. And I think about everything, which can cause some anxiety. But it's like doing the reverse of that. It's kind of like loosening me up a little bit. Like kind of being a dumbass. You know, not thinking about everything so critically, just kind of like living in the moment, I guess, and not thinking too much about the future, but that'll fuck you in the ass if you let it. Unless, if you're into that type of shit, then let it, but I mean, I think I need to stop. I went to go to the gas station yesterday and I bought some Zyn. Y'all know what Zyn is, like a chewing tobacco. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't chew tobacco. Am I hitting a midlife crisis and I'm just realizing it now because I'm talking about it out loud? Holy shit, this might be a fucking midlife crisis. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm picking up Coors Lights, like a 12-pack, and I'll drink those in like 4 days, 3 days. And then I just bought some Zyn. I tried it yesterday, just sitting playing Xbox. I sauced in a bomb, my lower lip. And started feeling good for about 2 minutes. And then I felt like shit and took a nap. I got like I remember doing this when I was young. I sauced in a bomb of tobacco, and then after a little bit, because I swallowed it, and I got so sick, I got tobacco sick. Like, you get, like, this giant-ass headache, kind of feel a little queasy, a little nauseous. I got that yesterday. Excuse me. Jesus Christ, man. I think I swallowed an ant. A stream of ants. And I got pretty nauseous, and I'm like, I'm gonna go to sleep. Take a nap. Then I'll wake up, hopefully feel better, and then I'll drink a few beers. And that's exactly what I did. So that needs to stop. Drank 5 beers yesterday, and then I went to bed, and I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, you are a piece of shit. What are you doing? Why are you drinking 5 beers by yourself? That's fucking crazy. Or maybe I'm being too hard on myself. I don't know. So there's like that devil and angel on my shoulder. Alcohol's not good for you, right? But kind of makes me feel good. Sometimes you got to catch that. If it feels good, it's probably not good for you. You know what I mean? I mean, you can masturbate only so many times before your wiener won't start working. If you're a man or a woman with a wiener. You know, at a certain point, too much of a good thing turns into a bad thing. But ultimately, I'm probably sensing something's going to happen. You know, something negative in this world. Maybe a nuclear bomb goes off or my car won't start. Someone asks me on a date and it turns out to be my uncle. Something. I'll keep you posted. Something weird's going to happen. But speaking of dating, not my uncle, but Bumble's a weird place, man. All these fucking dating apps. Jesus, give me a break. Feel like I'm on a goddamn job interview that leads nowhere. Just like, all right, we'll have the Zoom meeting now, and then I'm going to ask you 4,000 fucking questions, and you might hear back. Maybe not. Maybe you will. Maybe I'll delete the conversation so you can't even reach back out. Just seems pointless, dude. Jesus, I was talking to someone yesterday. She deleted me mid-conversation. It was so rude. So rude. Getting rejected via online is a very weird thing to go through. And that was a first for me yesterday. She was asking me, like, so her, like, introduction question was, what are you most excited about in the future? And what I said was, I'm buying a coffee truck, or I bought one, and it's coming in a few weeks. So starting that is going to be awesome. I'm so excited for that. And her fucking response to that is, well, that sounds risky. Like, okay. Like, having a corporate job is risky, you fucking egghead, you idiot. Anything's risky. Who says that? It's risky. So that's what I said. I'm like, well, I didn't call her an egghead or a fucking idiot, but I'm like, yeah, I mean, having a corporate job could be risky too. You know, you spend 15 years doing your best job, and then on a random Wednesday, even though you're performing, you get let go, and then what? You know, that could be risky. And to be honest, I'm more willing to put a bet on myself and my own business, because I'm not going to let myself go. I'm not going to fire myself. If I'm not making enough money, I can keep working and adding new products or, like, figuring it out, instead of just having someone, like, in charge of my money, pretty much, you know, like my income, that can just cut me because their stock went down 2%. So they cut 20,000 people. You know, I'd rather put that bet on me and my company. So yeah, there's a risk. So I said something along those lines, and then I forgot where it went, man. It didn't go well. She's fucking asking me what my full-time job was, and I told her what it was, and she's like, oh, that sounds more steady. So you're willing to get rid of that steady job to go to a food truck? I'm like, it's a coffee truck, first of all. I'm like, why are you asking questions like this? What is this? This feels like a fucking job interview. Can I ask you questions that you could answer? So we're already off to a good start. We're in our first argument, and I don't even fucking know this chick's last name. All right. I don't even know what color eyes she has, and we're arguing. And then it's like, this is the problem. This is the goddamn problem with online dating. All right, because I know in person, you're not going to fucking ask me that. You feel way too comfortable. Feel way too comfortable asking me these questions in the first 2 minutes of fucking meeting or matching. Lord Jesus. And it's not even about, like, I'm willing to give up my job. Like, you don't know my situation. What if I'm financially stable, I hit a number, and now I can just kind of ease off into like a retirement or just existing and having this coffee truck to make, you know, some kind of supplemental income just to live life. And it's something I really want to do. And I love a coffee truck idea. I love coffee. I love talking to people. So it's like being a greeter at fucking Walmart for someone that's retired, you know, just you still want to work. You still want to interact with people, but it's just like play money. Like, you don't know my story. Don't assume shit, you idiot. God, you bimbo. Sorry, I'm pissed. And I'm peeling, so I'm itching my back the entire time I'm on this rage rant. But in the middle of that, she's like, just the economy's really bad, so it seems real risky. I don't think it's a good idea. And then I schooled her on some knowledge, I think. I'm like, when there's an economic downfall, when the economy isn't doing well and people are in despair, guess what the number one, two, and three things are that people go to? Like, it's economy proof. It's fucking coffee, drugs, and alcohol. And strip clubs, porn. I don't know if you consider porn drugs. I'm sure some people do. Whatever. I take drugs every night then. Fuck me. I take drugs every night. So I hit her with that. And then she saw something else in my profile that says, please don't have hairy legs. She's like, what do you mean by that? I'm like, I saw someone on Bumble. It was a woman up top. But then I looked down low and was like, goddamn woolly mammoth. Just like a full bush of legs. Just this woman's legs were so goddamn hairy. And I have never been more confused and then turned off in my entire life. Really scared the hell out of me. Like, bare up top, nice face, nice arms, nice everything. Nice Adam's apple, because it was probably a dude. Then you get lower, like, right before the bikini top. So, like, the underwear part. The top of there, below the belly button. It was just all hair. Dark tarantula hair. That bush has never seen a fucking wax or a shaver in its life. And more power to you. If that's what you want, you can do it. Who am I to tell you what you can and can't do? It's just not for me. Scared me a little bit. Reminded me of my dad's legs. And I don't want any part of that. Now, I can fully respect if you have one leg shaved and the other leg bare. Because in my mind, that makes sense. You can go to sleep one night, and if you want to feel like you're next to a man, you can kind of just rub one leg up against the other, and it makes you, you know, you have this secure feeling, if that's what you're looking for. It makes it feel like you're next to a man. Hell, if you're a man, you can do it to yourself too. You can shave one leg, keep the other one hairy. Makes you feel like you're next to a woman. So I'm not against it, but shit, I don't want it. So that's why I put it in my bio. And when I was starting to explain that to her, and I'm like, are your calves hairy? It sounds like you have hairy calves. She deleted me. So we had a missed connection, I guess. Maybe I'll go on Craigslist and see if I can find her again. She was a real douchebag. Shout out to you. Rena was your name. And as far as Bumble goes, never met anyone. Never met up with anyone. I'd like to. Maybe. I don't know. I think I'm fucking dead on the inside, dude. I think I'm broken. I'm broken in that area. I'm like a fucking Model T, Ford Model T, classic, won't work, useless. It's my love life right now. What else? Oh, back to the lips and the sunburn. And I was on a boat. Shout out to my friend. I'm not going to say his name. I don't know if he listens to this. He probably doesn't even fucking matter, but it starts with rhymes with file. And appreciate you for taking us on the boat, dude. That was fun as fuck. Took us to a sandbar. Took us an hour to get to his sandbar. Now, when he said sandbar, I'm thinking that, you know, we're going to roll up to a legitimate bar, you know, tie off the boat, hop on a dock, and go bar crawling. That's not at all what a sandbar is. Now, for you boat nuts out there, if you already know it, and I sound like an idiot, sorry, okay? I've just never been to one, so how could I possibly know? So lay off! You tie your boats up. So say that, okay, you're still in the water, and there's like this line of boats, and you tie your boat off, and then on the other side, maybe like, so directly looking across, let's say 50 feet, all right? There's more boats, so you're kind of making this channel, a natural channel, right? So the boats are all looking at each other, and then there's like this hallway that you're making with your boat so you can walk up and down because it's shallow in the water. So the water is only like 4 feet deep, thus being a sandbar, all right? You can walk up and down and go visit all the boats and stuff. It's a real fun time. We brought 24 beers, and we were drinking, and you know, it's a real weird situation because there are some interesting people, to say the least, all right? And a weird experience, I guess, that I never thought I would experience in my life is talking to someone while pissing in your pants in the water. Just pissing, looking at your friend right in the eye. I guess that's like a normal thing. Just like, I gotta take a piss, dude. He's like, just go. I'm like, what? Just go. While looking at you? Or should I go? Should I walk? Should I, like, what? Just go. So I pissed, you know? And if I'm pissing, I'm sure every other person, it's probably about 80 people there, all pissing. So I'm really surprised I don't have, well, I haven't checked yet, but some kind of bacterial infection or some kind of brain-eating anemia or disease. I don't know if anemia is the right word. Sounded good. Some kind of brain-eating bacteria just poking away at my brain right now, so that's good. It was a fun time, though, man. I met a lot of people, a lot of interesting people. Everyone's nice, to say the least. The water was green. It's not supposed to look like pea soup, but it sure did. Shout out to the Fox Lake. Like, dude, if you were to go fishing in there and you caught a fish, that you would catch something with fucking three heads and like human nipples, no doubt in my mind. Disgusting. Then my friend was telling me, he's like, yeah, dude, I had to take a shit one time. I'm like, so what do you do? Because there's no bathrooms around. You're in the middle of a goddamn lake. There's no bathrooms. He's like, I walked out like maybe 3 football fields close to the shore, pulled out my butt, took a shit. I'm like, in the water? Correct. In the water. That's comforting to know. Now that I'm saying this out loud, I probably won't go back to the sandbar. I was going to stay on the boat, but they were calling me a pussy. I was getting clean water, dude. The water was not clean. I'm telling you, the water, like, if you have open wounds or like a scab, I don't know why you would, but just if you did and you hopped in that water, good luck. Good luck. You're patient zero, bitch. Yeah, got sunburn. Anyways, what's going on in my life is I bought a coffee truck. Dude, I'm super stoked for this. I bought a coffee truck. I want to try and make this a full-time job. I love coffee, but more than that, man, it's just like, I don't want to rely on the corporate world to, I'm not even in the corporate world. I don't even know why I keep saying that, but like eventually it might come back to that, to where I would have to go to a corporate job, and I really don't want that. So it's like, what can you do? You got to try to make your own business, right? If you got the money, or if you, and luckily, like for my case, I'll tell you the whole goddamn thing. Sorry, I'm all over the place. Back about 5 years ago when I was working for a corporate company, I was able to save money in the sales job. And I put that money each quarter, I would get a commission check because I was in sales. And I would put money away into a cryptocurrency, right? Risky, big risk, big reward sometimes. So the money was still there. You know, I was able to accumulate like $17,000, which is a fuck ton for me. That's a lot. Maybe to some of you it's not. To some of you it is. To me it's a shit ton. And I just didn't want to spend it. I was thinking about going on a trip to Japan, just like get loose and just travel the world. But it's like, dude, when I come back, I'm not going to have money. Then what? So I'm trying to like look to the future, right? That's a first. So I'm like, coffee trucks could be profitable. So I started looking into it, and this is probably back in April. Started looking into it. I'm watching a bunch of like success stories and failure stories, and like everything you need is on YouTube. You know, it's such a good tool. And just don't be biased and look at the pro outcomes. You know what I mean? Like look at what goes wrong so you can fix it. So you can see like what the risk is, like that egghead Reno was saying on Bumble. And, you know, make a business plan. If it seems good, it seems like you think you could profit. If there's a profit margin there, go for it, man. Fucking go for it. So it was $9,000 for the trailer. It's in Savannah, Georgia. So I bought it on eBay. This guy makes them. Makes a bunch of them. It looks real good. Has a refrigeration system in it, electric outlets, like the whole nine yards. So it's real cool. But dude, there's a lot that goes into it that you wouldn't imagine, dude. Like, would you imagine a power generator to put power into that whole thing while you're moving around? Like when you station up, like you got to get power somehow. I didn't even fucking think of that. Power generator is like 4K. So 9K for the trailer, 4K for the power generator. Need the espresso machine, need a coffee machine. Like I'm talking commercial size coffee machine, so it won't break after like 50 cups of coffee. You need a grinder. You need the syrups, you need like all the cups, your logo. You have to go get certifications and health checks to make sure it passes for the city, so you can legally get certified to sell in your county, which mine is Cook County. So it's like per county, it's like $700, and you have to pass it, you know. So there's just a lot that goes into it, but it'll be worth it, dude. And I think where the money is going to come from is if I'm able to get events. Like, say, for instance, if I can hit up a church and I'm like, hey, like you pay me $299 per hour. Everyone here gets unlimited coffee. Kids get unlimited hot chocolate. All right. And I'll station out here for 5 hours. So, you know, $300 times five. Pay me that. And I'll be your servant. It'll be fun. Churches have buku bucks, dude. Buku bucks. So I'm thinking churches, what I really want to do, what the end goal is, and we're going to put it here. We're going to put it into the universe because it's going to come back, right? It's going to come back, goddammit. I want to be the official coffee of the NHL, the hockey, Chicago Blackhawks, all right? It's called Street Brew Coffee. And that's what I'm going for. So I'm going to start off by going to hockey rinks. My kid plays hockey right now. He's 7 years old. Dude, they don't have a concession stand. I'm like, oh my God, what are we doing? Parents want coffee, dude. I'll put a little Bailey's in your coffee. I don't care. Under the table. What's up? We'll get you a little lit, make the game more interesting. Watching 7 year olds, some mites play hockey. So we'll start off at hockey rinks. I'll go to hockey events in the Chicagoland outdoor. indoor, whatever, and just post up, sell some coffees and some hot chocolates, man. Start to build a name, start to build a brand. I'm going to post a bunch of shit on YouTube, maybe get a following. So, I mean, that's what it is, man. That's what I'm putting out there, all right? That's what I'm putting out there. Work for myself, make it a vibe. It's going to be a good time. Get some good music going. Hell, I'm going to invite some live bands out there sometimes. We'll have, you know, I'll have Stick and Puck out there. What's it called? A sauce kit. So it's like you have a hockey stick and you try to sauce it into a little goal. It's a nice little game. Tables, books, whatever, man. Just come enjoy it. Come get some good coffee. And the coffee's got to be fucking good. So you got to go look for these coffee beans, you know. So I'm just doing all that right now. It's a lot, but it's totally worth it. Branding, you know, getting your logo out there. I'm trying to, if anyone give me some help, I'm thinking of black cups or yellow cups. Now, black cups with my logo on there is slick. That's a slick look. I like that. I like the colors black and yellow. But from a marketing standpoint, if you use a yellow cup, like, people are going to be able to see that from a mile away. That's a yellow. What's that yellow cup? What's that? Yellow cup. Black cup, you're not. You'll probably just notice it and be like, oh, that looks cool. And don't think anything above it. But if you see that yellow cup, might go ponder. I don't know. If anyone's in the marketing realm of the world, please hit me up. What the hell's my email? TheCuriosityChamber@gmail.com. All right. Damn, people. What else is new? We got a guest coming on that I'm excited about on first week of September. This is a big one. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast, I think 3 episodes ago. His name is Norman, and he talked about drugs and World War II, like LSD and the Nazis. It's a book called Blitz, and there's a book called Tripped. You can go look him up. The podcast on Joe Rogan was fucking phenomenal. So I reached out to him. And he's like, yeah, I'll come on, cool. So I sent him an invite and I'm just waiting for the confirmation. But that's coming early September. That'll be a great conversation. Speaking of social media, I deleted my shit again. Can't handle it. Dude, it's like a mind virus for sure. And I know when I get sucked in, and I was completely sucked in again, just takes you. I got sucked in, boy. So I uninstalled it from my phone. I haven't been on in like a week, 2 weeks. Feels good just to be disconnected. There's like this weight comes off of your shoulder, man. As soon as you, like, you don't even gotta delete it. Just get it off of your home screen from your phone. And you just, I'm telling you, you feel better. Because there's just so much brain rot and useless shit on there, dude. And I don't know. I think your thoughts get trapped, looped. I feel like your thoughts aren't your own thoughts when you get embedded in that stuff. So, I don't know. Think about it. Try taking a break from social media, all right? What's the worst that can happen? You know what I mean? You don't know those fucking people. What's the worst that'll happen if you take a little break? Try a week off. Try a week off from social media and see who you are. You know what I mean? All right, people. I appreciate you guys listening. We'll catch you next week, all right? Peace. Welcome to the Curiosity Chamber.